disposable vinyl glove from the box of 50. After snapping it on, she dug for a second, but found the box empty. What? How could an even amount come out of an odd number? Shit. She opened the glove compartment, pushing around a bunch of crap, hoping to find a spare glove. Nothing. Shit. Becoming frantic, Ash pillaged her purse where she normally kept a hidden pair. The pocket was empty. Fuck. Admitting defeat, she realized she'd have to put gas in her car with one safely covered hand. Standing before the filling station, she made her selection, touching each button with the vinyl protection. The gas hose hanging from the top of the pump was twisted, and she had to fight with the damn thing, one-handed, to get it from its cradle into her tank. She sighed with relief as the smelly liquid fed her car. When the handle popped, she pulled back and the wonky nozzle line slapped against her head. She grabbed it with her bare hand, and her world flashed to white. Chapter 2.
Motherfucker!
Spencer Hartz squeezed the computer mouse, hearing plastic popping and creaking. Whoever in the hell invented computers should have been drawn and quartered. Damn things never worked, and he could never find anything.
Hey, man, easy on the poor thing,
Chaz called from the adjoining office.
That's the last mouse we have. The next order of 10 hasn't come in yet.
I'll go easy on the damn thing when it gives me what I want, he growled.
Chaz strolled through the door connecting the two offices, donut in hand. This was the first time Spencer had seen Chaz this morning, and he wished he wouldn't have.
What in God's name are you wearing?
He asked. Chaz lifted his arms and looked down at himself.
What? Tie-dye is in, man.
Spencer eyed the loud pants.
Yes, they match,
Chaz replied to the unspoken question. That was the nice thing between Chaz and him. The kid usually knew what went through his head without having to speak. Why Mother Nature gave him a surfer boy wannabe as one-third of his triad, he didn't know. He must have pissed her off in another life. But Chaz, 10 years his junior, kept him young and from taking himself too seriously. Being military for 8 years right out of school, Spencer was highly disciplined. And now, over a dozen years later, he came across as a stone wall on purpose. He straightened his tie and sat back in the leather desk chair.
Besides, Chaz continued, when I put on my lab coat, no one will have a clue what I have on. Be glad I have clothes on under it.
Spencer felt blood drain from his face. Chaz was a walking harassment suit, even if he was part owner of the company. The kid, and he still was, even though he resembled Hulk Hogan, busted out in a guffawing laugh, eyes fixed on Spencer.
What?
Now his face heated, anger creeping up, as well as his blood pressure.
I was joking,
Chaz answered.
I would never go naked under a lab coat.
Spencer released a quiet sigh.
My nads would freeze off. It's so damn cold in the lab.
Spence wiped a hand down his face. If Chaz wasn't his triad partner, he'd eat the kid for breakfast. Chaz raised his hands.
I know you want to devour me for my awesome sense of taste.
The kid raised a brow, waiting for Spencer to get the play on words. Just for shits and giggles, Spencer didn't twitch a muscle to his grimace, even though he thought it was sorta humorous, in a creepy, mind-reading way.
You're laughing inside, I can tell,
Chaz said, coming behind the massive desk.
It's not mind-reading either. It's body-reading.
Sweet Jesus. He needed to head to Clan Land and let his bear run for a couple hours. The critter was edgy, making him feel the same in return. What they really need.